It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's one sure thing about former President Jimmy Carter. He's accepted fierce criticism for a decision to meet with the Palestinian group Hamas. Israel rejected his efforts. The Bush administration says it urged him not to do it. A North Carolina congresswoman even demanded Carter's passport be revoked. On his program yesterday, Carter offered a defense. People talk with Hamas all the time.
They are strong and daily negotiations between Israel and Hamas. The mediators are the Egyptians. Israelis are putting forward proposals to the Egyptians. The Egyptians would share that with Hamas. Hamas gives them an answer. Egypt goes back to Jerusalem with the answer. That goes on every day.
To find out what kind of negotiations do go on with Hamas, we've called Robert Malley. He's director of the International Crisis Group's Middle East and North Africa program. And just to begin with the facts, is Carter correct?
Well, absolutely. I mean, on that fact, I don't think anyone would dispute it, not even the Israelis. There are countless exchanges via the Egyptians about two things at least. One is the prisoner exchange. There's an Israeli corporal who's been held by Hamas in Gaza for 2 years now, and the Israelis desperately want him out, and they're Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. So they're talking to the Egyptians about that and about a possible ceasefire.
Do they talk about other things, about the sort of daily business between the two areas?
They were at some point after Hamas won a number of municipal elections. They were at a local level, a lot of interaction between the two. Neither side wanted to really publicize it, but it had to happen about water, energy, movement, access, all those things they had to discuss at a local level. So there have been contacts. And by the way, another way in which they are in constant contact is through the numerous Hamas prisoners held by Israel. And we know, and historically it's been the case, that Israelis often use those prisoners to convey messages or to receive them.
Well, given all that, and as you say, also the talk about a ceasefire, to put it bluntly, does that mean that Israel negotiates with terrorists, as it would call Hamas?
Well, I mean, I think the difference they would make is, number one, they don't meet face-to-face politically, and they don't do it directly, and they do it through, obviously, a third party. It would be different if they were to meet openly, but let's not forget one thing. Neither Israel nor Hamas wants to meet the other one openly and directly. So the only way it could take place right now is through third parties.
Does the United States also have a channel to Hamas?
They say no, and I have no evidence to the contrary. Hamas officials often say that they have contacts with Americans, but they may be saying that to create an impression rather than to reflect the reality. But there are others. I mean, we can't forget there are other contacts. There's a whole set of other contacts with Hamas, former European officials, current European officials, Arab officials. The point is it's done in a quite haphazard, ad hoc way without any sense of a clear message what Hamas has to do in order to get what in a practical way. And all of these forms of engagement will be judged by the outcome, not in one meeting that President Carter has, not even in two meetings. But if over time someone like President Carter can obtain the release of Corporal Shalit, who's been held by Hamas, can obtain the release of Palestinian prisoners, could obtain or help obtain a ceasefire, greater normalcy for the lives of Gazans and for Israelis living in areas abutting Gaza. All this debate and this argument about engagement will appear quite juvenile, because if he achieves those results, and that's his ambition over time, then I think people will look back and say it was worth it.
Could, though, at this point in time, the Bush administration argue that former President Carter may have upset the carefully calibrated approaches to Hamas that are being made?
Unfortunately, there's not much to upset, because there's not much good that's happening. So I'm not sure what he could be undermining. Of all the objectives that the administration has set out vis-a-vis Hamas, to decrease its popularity, to decrease its control over Gaza, to promote a peace process, to restore calm in the area, none of those have been promoted by the policies that have been in place over the last 2 years. So at a minimum, Carter is not doing any harm. It's not clear to me that this can succeed or that engagement could succeed. Engagement is always a matter of some question, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Robert Malley is director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the International Crisis Group. He also serves as an advisor to J Street. That's a Washington-based advocacy group that describes itself as part of the pro-Israel, pro-peace movement.